Hello, readers. Welcome to another Fun Friday.
Fun Friday.
Oh, yeah. Today, we have a very special Fun Friday. We have a guest. We invited Marissa Myers. She is a New York Times bestselling author. You may have heard of Cinder series or Renegades. She had just come out with Instant Karma, which is her first rom-com. And so today, Marissa will be sharing with us her five books that have most impacted her life.
Yes. So thank you for sending this question to me in advance, because
it's a lot.
It required some time to contemplate. Okay. The first one, which is the only one that I don't have a physical copy of, would be Uglies by Scott Westerfeld.
Yeah.
And the reason it was so impactful for me was because when I first started writing Cinder, which is, as we've established, a science fiction retelling of Cinderella, any advice that you read said teenagers are not interested in science fiction. And if you're writing a science fiction YA book, it's not going to sell. It's the market doesn't want it. And that I had that voice constantly in my head as I'm spending 2 years writing this science fiction YA book. And the one book that was really successful at the time, this was pre-Hunger Games, was Uglies by Scott Westerfeld. And I kept looking to that and saying, that's science fiction, that's dystopian, and it's popular and teens love it and it's selling. So if he can do it, maybe I can do it too. So it was really, yes. I think that I don't know. It would have been a lot harder for me to convince myself that this book had potential if I didn't have Uglies to look to.
Totally. And I loved Uglies. I loved that series. And I also loved when he came back and did Extras, because I felt like that book was so ahead of its time in understanding social media, and specifically like how the like is monetized, like the liking of a photo or an event or like a live stream of your life. None of those things had been like mainstream yet. It was like right at the very beginning of social media.
Yeah.
And so for him to get Extras so right, I felt like was just brilliant writing. So I love that series was just like a beacon for you to put Cinder out.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great series. And it is a little unnerving when you kind of look back and see like how what he got right in so many ways.
For sure.
The second book for me, we talked about it earlier, Sailor Moon, which is a graphic novel, a manga. I was introduced to it when I was 14, maybe 13, thereabouts. And my best friend in middle school introduced me to it, and I just fell in love, and I became obsessed with this character and these characters, their friendship, the love story. There's hidden identities. There's, great friendship stories. It's this normal teenage girl who gets superpowers and has to save the world over and over again, and I was enamored. And I think to this day, every book I write, I can point to like there's a little bit of Sailor Moon in everything.
That's amazing. I think that it's such a good example of showing that inspiration can come from any kind of art. And I love that a little bit of like that original ignition, like ignited storytelling within you.
Yeah.
And that you find that in your books. That's amazing.
Oh, I need to read that. And then would you suggest it for 12 and up, by the way?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like what age? What age would you suggest to like introduce our daughters to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, there's nothing in it that's questionable.
Okay. So any age, because we have 9 and 12 is kind of the age.
It's like my 12-year-old. Totally. She loves graphic novels. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I should get this for her. I bet she would love it.
Yeah. No, it's great. Mm. It's a really great story. And I responded to it, obviously, so strongly.
Is there more than one of the, like, books?
There is. No, there's a whole series. I don't know how many the series ended up being, but there are a bunch of them. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm like, perfect. Okay. I want to hear your number three.
Okay. My number three is Tolkien. The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. This is not my original set, which I realized preparing for this interview that I don't have my original books from when I was in fifth grade and read it for the first time. And then I got really sad that I was like, wait, why would I ever have gotten rid of those? But at some point, clearly I did, because now I only have this like really fancy schmancy set, which is not the same. Anyway, my uncle gave me The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings when I was in fifth grade. And I have such a clear memory of going on a camping trip with my grandparents and taking these books with me. And the whole time everyone else was like, let's go fishing, let's go hiking, let's swim in the river. And I just wanted to sit in their trailer and read the whole time. I was like, leave me alone. I'm in Middle Earth and we're on a quest. And it was the first series that I can remember reading in which the author literally created everything in an entire world. And like new languages, new creatures, all of it was brand new, straight out of his imagination. And I didn't realize that a writer could do that before I read Lord of the Rings. So that was huge for me.
I love it.
I'm all Tolkien. He's a staple.
I know.
It's great. We're actually reading that for my book club like right now.
Right now. I'm in the middle of the Fellowship right now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Many of us have never read it.
Yeah.
We've seen the movies, obviously, you know, or we maybe read The Hobbit, but never Lord of the Rings. So that was something we challenged our book club to do this year. And we're jumping in.
Yep. And then Kelly and I have a challenge. Next year, we want to do an episode where we go through each of the books and The Hobbit and do like a book club on it and kind of have like a Tolkien series. So.
Oh, I was like, and then we'll go to New Zealand.
And then we're going to go to New Zealand and go to the Shire.
And just romp around.
Nice.
We're going to gallivant. I know, we're going to gallivant.
It's incredible. So I got like a day there and I was like, we're going to the Shire. It was like the thing that we did because we only had like a day.
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand. And it was so much fun because we got to do the Hobbiton feast and everything. And
Oh my gosh, I love it.
One day I'll go back. So, okay. Number four.
Okay, number four is nerdier. I love self-development books. I'm always trying to improve upon myself, my process, my life. And I think the one that made the biggest difference for me was Getting Things Done by David Allen. It's not a fun read. It's not an exciting read, but it is brilliant. And anybody who struggles with procrastination or organization or feels like they're overwhelmed and cannot like tackle enough things on their to-do list, I cannot recommend it enough. It changed how I structure my days, how I organize my life. It changed everything. And I read it. I know it's been probably 5 or 6 years at this point, but it made me so much more productive and efficient, but also just like more relaxed. Like it got rid of a lot of stress for me. I love this book and I wish more people knew about it.
Immediately, yes. I'm going to download it and read it this week.
I know. I'm like, I could use that.
My husband tried to read it and he was like, it's too dry. I can't do it. And I'm like, no, you just have to push through. It will change your life if you can just get through it.
I'm like, we love nonfiction. We're always mixing.
We read a lot of nonfiction.
Yeah. So, I'm like easily adding that one to my list. So we'll read it.
Okay, well, I hope
we'll have our own book club on it.
It speaks to you as much as it spoke to me. And then the last one is this one. It's called Antique Fairy Tales from Little Unicorn, I think is the book imprint, illustrated by Judy Mastrangelo. And this was the first book of fairy tales that I was ever given. My grandma gave it to me when I was 5 years old. And it started it all. It has the very first story in here is The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen. And turns out that's a very different story from the Disney movie. So reading it kind of opened my eyes to how Disney doesn't always give the full story. And there's a lot more to these fairy tales than I realized at that point. And that's what started it. I just became so curious and kind of obsessed with fairy tales ever since.
Oh, I love Amazing. That. That's such a special book then. You know, I'm like, keep that one under a little plastic cube or something. Keep it safe.
Like
I'm
a like, glass can, is it secret? Is it safe?
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your list of books with us. It's really fun to hear the books that have inspired authors along their way and their journey. And that was a great list. Thank you.
Thank you, reader, for listening to the LitJoy podcast. Please make sure to rate and review us so that we can keep doing these really cool episodes.
Yeah. And like a good book, recommend us to your friends.